The US pulling back, Kurdish forces agreeing a deal with Syria's government to fend off attacks from Turkey. State media in Syria showing locals chanting the name of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad as Syrian army units arrived. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, meanwhile, signalling his next move, saying an operation targeting the Kurdish-held city of Manbij is about to begin. Dave?
Simon, some Republicans have joined Democrats, critical of President Trump's decision, including Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who's leading the push for economic sanctions against Turkey.
If our adversaries begin to sense weakness, if our adversaries begin to think that we won't defend our allies, that we won't defend our interests, that's provocative.
Cheney also told Fox House Democrats are partly to blame, weakening the president with their impeachment inquiry.
It was not an accident that the Turks chose this moment.
Well, today, former Trump aide to Russia Fiona Hill will be interviewed by three House committees. Democrat Adam Schiff chairs Intel and says the whistleblower may not testify, telling CBS Face the Nation.
It may not be necessary to take steps that might reveal the whistleblower's identity to do that, and we're going to make sure we protect that whistleblower.
The president's reaction? No. He tweeted a few minutes ago, the whistleblower must testify to explain how they got his call with Ukraine's leader so wrong. He insists there was no pressure to investigate Joe Biden and his son. A white police officer is on administrative leave in Fort Worth, Texas, after shooting a black woman to death through the window of her home Saturday. Police are investigating. Atatiana Jefferson's family's attorney calls it murder.
The officer should be fired, he should be arrested, and he should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
The police were responding to a neighbor's call of a door open at that home. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Course.
Hoo-hoo, Jaskin. I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Funk of Hickory Point Bank, inviting you to find out for yourself what our customers already know. When you bank at a locally owned bank, you can feel the difference. You can tell by the way you're greeted, you can tell by the way you're appreciated, and you can tell by the way that we make decisions that have a positive impact on the communities we serve. Come to Hickory Point Bank and feel the difference. We're local, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Member FDIC.
The power of the human voice has never been more apparent than today, because you can listen to WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Simply say, play WSOY. Two words that will change your life for the better. Play WSOY. Yes, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM is now on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Invested in space-age technology.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, October 14th edition of Byers & Company. We got a lot to get to today. Nick Smith sitting in. Interesting, interesting weekend. iOS 13. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. Hope you had a great Saturday and Sunday, great weekend as we get back into the groove of things here today. I dread updates on my phone. I generally will go as long as I can until it does it by itself overnight. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, yeah.
And this has been the worst.
A lot of different stuff, right?
Did you have an update?
Yeah, I updated like the first day it's available.
Okay, and more often than not, does that sort of work out for you?
Yes, but I can totally relate to what you're talking about.
Okay.
Because Apple, every now and again, Apple with their iOS refresh decides, here's a big change.
And not only did they, I'm not talking about sort of the aesthetics, mm-hmm. you know, the volume looking different, the email looking different, mm-hmm. the way you text or send anything looks different. It acts different. You have to sort of learn a new intuitive sort of way of doing all of this. My Fitbit completely screwed up, not working. My Apple Watch completely screwed up and not working. Had to do a hard reset on everything.
Oh, dang.
And all of this because of this update. And what I'm hearing is dropped calls are a huge problem. After a minute, after 30 seconds, after 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And that this thing is just a disaster worldwide. And they've now come up with like 13.12, 13.2.
Oh, I have noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, and supposedly this is to fix all of this, but it has been nothing but a huge disruption in my life. If the technology is meant to make our lives simpler and easier mm-hmm. and less chaotic, this certainly isn't the case. I mean, how can software developers get it so wrong?
Well, they get it mostly right.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's difficult. I've worked in a software company, having to give tickets to them and explain things. And what you're finding out is back in the day, something as simple as, say, a website, everybody had a standard, 13, 15-inch monitor. Everybody had about the same processing speed and all that. And then you fast forward a few years and now everybody has not only screens that go up and down, but they go left and right. And they're tiny and they have medium size and they have large size and they have TV size and all these different use cases that you have to test for. And you don't really sometimes find out everything until millions of people go, hey, we found one. We found a nice little bug. So it's difficult, but they get it mostly right. It's just the little things that we're used to, that are major in our lives. Like for me, one in this update, the way that you select all the emails and hit them all mark as read has an extra step in there. So my muscle memory goes.
Okay, yeah, and I'll live with that uh-huh. sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, but how can it not pair with the Apple Watch? I mean, which is meant to be.
Right.
Together.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. It's paired with mine, but if you're saying it's not with yours, then it...
No, it would not pair.
Oh,
it would not identify
crazy.
It. It would not, it just disappeared. And I don't know how many times you've ever done a hard reset with your watch, but it takes forever.
It sure does.
And what it's telling you, you have 8 more hours, and then it will go 6 more hours, and then it will go 4 more hours,
right.
and then it'll go 8 more hours,
right.
and you're just sitting there watching it churn, and you have to have your phone next to the watch
right.
in proximity. The watch has to be on the charger, so now your phone's not even mobile. They used to be really good at phones.
Yeah, I agree.
This seems like, and I'm not talking about the aesthetics or the things,
sure.
the little things that you'll get used to shortly.
Mm-hmm.
The volume button.
Yeah.
being kind of on the left and on the side, like, you know, and it seems to be like a hair trigger sort of sensitive.
Yeah, I have the volume. I see on my screen, sometimes the volume just pops up on the screen. And I'm like, well, I'm not, yeah. My hands aren't even on the side.
I don't even know the light and the dark side thing, which keeps going back and forth to where I hate, like, where your email's black.
Oh, you can switch that.
No,
back.
But it does it automatically now. Yeah. I mean,
well, you can, that's a setting. It's either all light, all dark, or a judge based on the time.
I know, and so I'm figuring all that out. I'll put up with all of that. I'm not, you know, those are,
I know,
just
you're saying
cosmetic
mm-hmm.
things.
They've had a couple where they've bricked, you know, like 50% of America's phones
yeah.
for a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That. At this point, they should be beyond that. Is all I'm saying. They are the phone people.
I agree. You're not wrong.
Not an Apple hater. I know there are some people out there that you know. I've never had an Android. I've always had Apple products, mm-hmm. And I've always believed in them. And so I have an iPad. I have an iWatch. I have the iPhone. I have the pods. I have all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, everything. When you open up your Fitbit app, mm-hmm. and there is a message inside your app that says, we understand that there are iOS 13 problems.
I mean, wow.
They are acknowledging that there's a huge problem, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And they also did, you know, send you to the troubleshooting. I mean, they did give you a suggestion on how to fix it. But, just crazy stuff all weekend long. And that's when the technology becomes not your friend, when it becomes a frustration and hours spent trying to fix the technology. That's when you realize, A, how quickly we've become addicted to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I say addicted, and I do mean that. I mean,
that's,
I think,
for sure.
It is an addiction. And second of all, you go, I just don't understand why they tinker just for the sake of tinkering. Are you not happy enough? I mean, do you need constant improvements, which end up just bringing constant bugs? Or are you okay with the way it works now?
Generally speaking, I'd like them to keep pushing the envelope,
okay.
Always. Now, the microcosm of what you said this weekend on your phone, it's an inconvenience and it stinks. Imagine when we get to the point in society where almost technology permeates everything,
mm-hmm.
from driving to food delivery to everything that you imagine when it clusters then.
Yeah.
And then what do you do? I mean, you're going to be looking at the purge pretty
yeah.
much.
Well, okay, that could be it. You can't turn off your personal hotspots. There's all kinds of things attached to this 13, this operating system. And then, anyway, it's been, that's what I did most of the weekend, which isn't relaxing at all.
Yeah, I got lucky on this one so far. I had a few things out of order, a little bit of wonkiness, but no.
Okay, then tell me what's the difference.
Well,
you have an Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
I have an Apple Watch.
Yep.
We both have the latest iPhones.
Yep.
And why would one be impacted and not the other?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I don't know at all. I know that the only hiccup that I had was I wanted to download this new painting app from Adobe, and I couldn't get it on my iPad Pro. And I noticed that it was because my iOS wasn't up to the latest version. So
okay.
I had an issue updating it, but then I rectified it by creating more space because it required more space for temporary. But that was my only hiccup. I don't know. I mean, there's so many different variables and factors of what's been installed on different systems and how much space you may have, what kind of internet connection you may have, but it's hard to say.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense, though. I mean, it would make sense if you had one version of a phone and I had another version mm-hmm. of a phone.
Yeah, we have the same phone. I have the latest, I guess it's not the latest anymore. I have the 4 series of the Watch.
I do, too.
Yeah, then I don't know.
Yeah, see, so strange, right? We've mm-hmm. got the same set of tools we're working
That's
with.
That's right.
And two different experiences over the weekend. I mean, we see this every time Microsoft updates, you know, like when we get our email and everything mm-hmm. changes, right?
Oh,
and then
yeah.
nothing works. And you think, okay, what did I just gain by this update? I mean, what did you provide to me that I didn't have before that is worth the inconvenience of having to spend an entire weekend figuring it out?
Yeah, that's a very good question. But have you noticed that we're generally okay with Apple when they mess up like this because we'll get the next phone and we'll do all this. But if Microsoft makes you do an update, and the thing about it is Microsoft does so many updates in between updates, and that's what people get mad about. But it's to keep your computer safer. But people don't. And so they're like, my Apple's not even hackable. I only have to do an update every 6 months. It's like, Well, hackers, when you don't change your software in 6 months, it's a lot easier to hack.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all for the safety. What I don't like is when they change the features. Like when your email works just fine, why do you have to change the way the email works or looks or stacks or all of those things? Or the insane addition to sort of clutter, not all that long ago. Mm-hmm. Like now you need three email boxes to check because now you've got junk. Which clearly sometimes you'll find something in junk that isn't junk.
Yeah.
And then you got your regular mail, which you will check all the time. And then you have this middle gray area called clutter, which a lot of stuff goes to that I would rather not have it go to. If I have to check clutter, what is the purpose of having clutter?
Well, it should learn.
It doesn't.
Well, that's in theory, it should. Google does the same thing where you have to, it sorts it from events and updates and promotions. So it tries to identify, hey, this is from Sears. This is from, blah, blah, blah. You don't need it in your main inbox. They're trying to get smarter so it can tell who you talk to regularly and what's important to you versus this stuff can all be read as you have time.
Okay.
That's what they're trying to do.
I get that, but they're not getting there. and that's the problem. I will applaud the attempt.
Mm-hmm.
The execution, not so much.
Not so much.
Because I don't know about you. I don't know how many emails an average person gets.
Not average. I wouldn't have any clue what a regular person.
So
I get a lot. I have a lot of email addresses and a lot of ways to be talked to digitally.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I would say on average, I get somewhere between 500 to 600 emails a day.
Sure.
And so if I have to go to Clutter to look for 50 of them or 65 of them. Because, all it did was create three email boxes for me on this one account,
mm-hmm.
and not to mention any other emails you have.
Yep.
And so now I don't check junk every day, but every day I have to go to both the regular email
and clutter
because there will be something in clutter that I need.
Right.
So it doesn't give me any ease of mind. It just makes me have to go to two places to check to make sure I have all the information.
Yeah.
And then the email on the new iOS, what did you think of that? Like, they changed the whole way it looks.
That one threw me for a loop the first day, but I got used to it. I think it's okay. There's a lot of weird minor stuff, like the way the bottom of a text message and the top of the email, and when you're trying to sort and attach pictures, it pops up more contextual things, like it guesses who you want to text and stuff like that.
I mean, to pull up this whole portion, like when you used to just hit reply,
right?
Now you got a whole half a screen to deal with. That's stuff you'll get used to.
And the send buttons at the top.
Yes.
And when I want to mark all as read, I have to go mark, select all, mark as read, tricky.
What I'm wondering though is like who sat around in the lab thinking, okay, but this will be more convenient for everyone.
I don't know.
And was email not working before? You know what I'm saying?
Like
it looked fine to me before. I get the safety updates. I get the features. You're trying to keep people from hacking into your life and your phone. I just don't know. I think sometimes there is this thing in that world where they feel like if they're not moving, they're gathering rust. And sometimes they move just for the sake of moving.
That's also there's a shell game there, too. Every time Apple's products have to some degree, and this is perception wise, have become stale at times. So they do things that have to make it look and feel new. You throw a third camera on the back, you can see that. You then see the pictures and it goes, man, I bought this for the camera. But if the rest of the phone doesn't feel like it moved forward, then here's what people have been saying more and more each time. I'll just wait. They're basically the same. My camera is good enough. So they've got to continue to evolve and get faster, smarter, or sometimes they have to look like they made progress and add a feature.
I get it. Yeah. I think there's a little bit of that as well. Now, the dark screen thing, I don't understand why. Do you like that?
My brain wants to just stay where it's at. I do like the phone when it adjusts with the ambient light so I can read it better. The glare gets, but the white and black, no, I don't necessarily need the black, but that's one of those features that you show your friends. Look.
Is it? I mean, to me, it looks like something's wrong. I mean, right?
Right.
I can't process it.
Right. But it's one of those ones that you can hold up to people and go, look, I've got this new black screen. I got this new feature. And it's one of those that's kind of cool. Like iPhone 1, the first iPhone, I remember walking into my job with it the day it came out and walking up to people, and I showed them how I can pinch and zoom a photo. And people are like, this is
insane.
This is insane. And there's not so many of those things left yet, you know, until we get to the next level of
the new threshold,
you know, holograms and you know, things like that. But there's not much of that left. If I can show you my email inbox is a black screen or whatever, it's the closest thing to, hey, look, guys, look at the new iPhone, you know?
All right. Well, I did get that fixed because, you know, I don't want an Android. Don't make my you don't need to make my iPhone look like an Android.
All right.
I want my iPhone to look like an iPhone. There's a reason I'm with you, iPhone, and not Android. If I want it to look like an Android, I'll go get an Android.
That's right. Well, the Android Android wins the phone race by a large margin. There's more Androids than there's anything else. So Apple's got it. Apple's weirdly the small gorilla.
Well, it depends on where you are in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. You can look at it by continent. I mean, it is very strange the way some is, you know, this piece of geography is owned by Android. This piece of geography is owned by Apple. I mean, and it bounces all over the place.
Also, it's not apples to apples. It's like you've got on one side, you've got the Los Angeles Dodgers, and then on the other side, you have all of the basketball teams because the Android is made by Samsung and, you know, soon to be Microsoft and all these different other brands that are competing against one company making their own software and their own phones. So there are a lot more options of Androids available, and so that explains it. And you can get an Android for like $18 too. So it's not a direct comparison, but they don't have the entire market share like you would think they would.
Well, if you just Google iOS 13, you'll see lots of broken things and lots of tips on how to fix it, and you can spend your entire weekend doing all of that, I guess. All right, we've got baseball to get to. Cardinals are down 2-0. We'll get into that because that will depend on whether or not we have more tickets to give away. What happens when they get to Washington? They'll play three games there. They got to win 2 out of 3. That's all there is to that. And then the Joker, did you get a chance to see it?
I did not get the chance
to see it. You still haven't seen it?
No,
I'm a little surprised.
I'm 2 movies behind, but I did see the Breaking Bad.
The what?
Breaking Bad movie on Netflix.
The Breaking Bad movie on
Netflix? Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The TV show Breaking Bad.
They have a movie now?
They had a movie that was released on Netflix over the weekend.
How did I miss that?
I don't know.
See, I was busy.
It was called El Camino.
And it was the same characters?
It's
a spinoff?
No, it stars Aaron Paul, Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah.
And it's right after the end of the movie with some flashbacks.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll get to that, I guess. It gives me something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a quick break. Back with more. Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
All right. Well, for your Columbus Day, there will be a little bit of frost up until 9 o'clock. Otherwise, sunny with a high near 64. And tonight will be clear with a low around 45. For Tuesday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Wednesday, just partly sunny, high near 52. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 35 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:23.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time homebuyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The power of the human voice has never been more apparent than today, because you can listen to WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Simply say, play WSOY. Two words that will change your life for the better. Play WSOY. Yes, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM is now on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank, invested in space-age technology.
Do you feel that crisp in the air? Fall is finally here. And at the Brass Horn, too, we've got you covered when it comes to your fall wardrobe. Your beautiful new sweater, most versatile jacket, and your new favorite pair of faux leather Spanx are all waiting for you at the Brass Horn, too. We also have your cozy needs covered with our best-selling Barefoot Dreams blankets, socks, and sweaters. Trust us, once you put one on, you'll never want to take it off. So shop early this fall before all of your favorites are gone. We can't wait to see you soon at the Brass Horn, too.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast. Brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. I'm Brian Byers, Nick Smith. So I did not, you know, I usually see my push notifications from Netflix. Will announce when there's something new to watch. This El Camino, which they're billing as a Breaking Bad movie, it was released on October 11th. So what was that, Friday, I guess, over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And you watched it?
Yeah.
And?
And I liked it quite a bit.
Okay. Now, Breaking Bad was one of the things, a show I came late to and then binged it.
Oh, yeah.
Did a lot of people do that?
Yes.
I mean, I know there were diehards that were there from the get-go. Or the beginning, that I was not one of them.
Yeah, that was me. That was a show I missed. Actually, no, I didn't. I watched that one straight from the beginning. I love that show.
Oh, it was great.
It was a slow start, I think, for a lot of people. And then once you started to know the characters, which I think Vince Gilligan did a great job of connecting you or building up enough on each character to care about them one way or another, whether you like them, hate them, or whatever, there weren't a whole lot of peripheral characters that didn't play a role. And so you got value in almost every scene.
Yeah.
And this movie, with staying way clear of any sort of spoilers, it picks up. You can watch the three-minute summary of where we're at with Breaking Bad now, which is a three-minute summary of the entire series, and it nails it. Yeah. It really does a great job of it being cut together, and then, boom, here's where you're at. And
so, so you're looking for closure here? I felt like when that series ended, I didn't need anything else.
No, it's just more, I look at it as a long form episode of what would be the next episode. So it wasn't forced. There was a little bit of fan service where you could touch on other characters, but nothing was jammed down your throat or unnecessary. They would kind of step the story forward just a little bit. And they gave you reasons why this next step is happening. Like, I'm going to make up an example that's completely not a spoiler because I'm making it up.
I got okay.
If somebody were to go take a drink out of a cup and they zoom in on the cup, you might get a flashback of why that cup was important.
Okay, I got you.
And so you get a little taste of, oh, okay, and it doesn't take you way far.
All right, El Camino, that is the name of it. I'll check it out. Now, I tried with Better Call Saul, and I kind of fell out with that show.
It's solid. It's just not what you love about Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad had a different kind of edge.
I like Bob Odenkirk. I mean, the guy's great at it, and he was great in Breaking Bad.
Sure.
And I think I watched the first two seasons of Better Call, I kind of like fell off of it.
Yeah.
It was a prequel. I get it. I just didn't. But I'll watch this. That'll be interesting. All right, so you haven't had a chance to see The Joker. Everyone else has. This thing's like setting all kinds of money records.
It's Joaquin Phoenix's biggest movie, passing Gladiator.
Which is crazy when you think about it, right?
Yeah, I can't believe that this movie is that popular.
Well, it is, and I don't know what that says about us, but I'll turn it into The Walking Dead when we get back on the other side of the break. Back to its, 10th season, I think, which made its debut last week. Episode 2 was last night. We've got a lot to get to. Stay tuned.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Best One of Central Illinois, where the best costs less. The 10th annual Sand Creek Trail Race took place over the weekend. The race consisted of fast rolling terrain as runners ran either 4.4 mile run or the 7.6 mile run throughout Sand Creek Trails of the Macon County Conservation District. MC of the event, Rachel Parra.
The runs are great. It just helps to highlight what we have here in our community. You've got Fleet Feet out here. This is a celebration run of a 10-week training program for Fleet Feet called No Boundaries.
All of the race profits benefited Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Check out the pictures from the run at nowdecatur.com. Skywalker International Sports, in conjunction with Pain to Peace Organization, hosted the fourth annual Father and Sons Play for a Cure breast cancer basketball game. CEO of the Pain to Peace Organization, Thelma Sutton.
This is the fourth year, fathers versus their sons. They lost last year, so this is the revenge. We do it for the community to raise awareness on breast cancer.
For a full podcast with Thelma and Rodney Walker, along with pictures of the event, check out nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
With American troops pulling back from northern Syria, Kurdish fighters have struck a deal with the Syrian government for help against Turkish troops who've moved over the border.
The Syrian army preparing to position troops along the border with Turkey. All this, as the Pentagon says, U.S. troops will begin pulling out of the region as quickly as possible, leading many to conclude a full military withdrawal appears likely.
That's Fox's Todd Pyro. Three House committees looking into President Trump's impeachment. Here today from Fiona Hill, a former top Russia expert for the National Security Council.
She is one of several witnesses who could provide closed-door testimony this week. U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, is another. Democrats are investigating whether military aid to Ukraine was used as leverage to open a corruption investigation against former Vice President Joe Biden and his son.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
The HSHS St. Mary's Hospital Cancer Care Center is fighting back against breast cancer during the month of October by raising awareness during the annual Real Men Wear Pink campaign. By partnering with local high school sports teams, the Real Men Wear Pink campaign raises awareness and encourages early screening for all women. And you can support the cause by talking with the women in your life about how early detection of breast cancer can save lives. Think pink all fall during HSHS St. Mary's Hospital's Real Men Wear Pink campaign.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hour. Hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast. Brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Just looking at some basic information on that El Camino movie. They shot that thing in 60 days in New Mexico and didn't even acknowledge, although there were all kinds of rumors about this, until a trailer went up in August on Netflix. I mean, they wouldn't even acknowledge that it was being made.
Right. It kind of snuck up on people. I had heard rumblings that they were trying to do a movie. And so in my brain, I expected a theatrical release. I thought a big, you know, kind of boom, boom, boom. And then this weekend, I started seeing online. I saw a headline on Reddit that says, no spoilers. If you've seen the Breaking Bad movie, here's a review of it.
Okay.
And so I'm like, what? How is this already in like pre, you know, like that out in the world? Nope. It hit.
Yeah. And that's sort of that thing like where, you know, what's her face? Beyonce will just drop an album.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. where it is like flies in the face. It is against all sort of gut intuitive behavior to just like not hype anything at all and just sort of go, there it is.
Right. Well, when something like that happens, it's like flies to honey. You know what I mean? It happens.
So the girlfriend was back in the flashbacks too, Jane, who we've now become known as Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, I think of her more as Jessica Jones than I do the girlfriend in Breaking Bad.
I think of her as the bee from Apartment 23 or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was she on that show,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, she was the main girl.
She was?
Yeah.
That's funny that you, that's what that ABC comedy series from 2012 is,
yeah,
what you go back to. Yeah, she was great. And did you watch the Jessica Jones stuff?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I isn't that series canceled but in flux kind of maybe as one that
it was the last one standing, mm-hmm, out of all of the Marvel, you know, when Marvel, you know, when they were going to do their own service,
mm-hmm, which comes next month.
Okay, so Apple and Disney have their release next month, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I prepaid 3 years of Disney for $140.
What caused you to do that, just out of curiosity?
Because it was dirt cheap. 3 years for $100-ish.
Yeah.
So I was like,
I'd do that. Where did you run into that?
Somewhere online on my deal sites.
Okay.
Yes. So.
I'm not cheap. I'm frugal, damn it.
Yeah.
And I have sites.
Yeah.
So what were they? What are they going to charge per month for that service?
Let's see here. I think it is going to be $6, $6.99, maybe $6,
okay,
or $7.
Got it.
So that puts it at what? $84 a year times,
yes,
three, so $240.
Yeah, no, you got a good deal.
Yeah.
As long as they're around for 3 years.
Well, it's Disney.
You figure that's a pretty safe, bet,
safe,
right? Yeah, as long as they can keep cranking out whatever form of the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
So they took all the Marvel stuff, mm-hmm, and so I don't know. The stuff was popular on Netflix. I mean, yeah. I don't think it was canceled because of lack of interest. Except for Iron Fist, which was so lame. I mean, beyond lame.
Some people were really liking it.
Really?
I didn't watch it.
The guy they had playing him was horrible.
Really?
That was like the decision of one actor over another. Like, you ever see stuff, like, you can blame it on the director, you can blame it on the script writer, you can blame it on whatever. That's a bad acting choice.
Okay.
The guy who played Danny Rand, and when I was a kid, I loved Iron Fist. That was one of my favorite characters. Mm-hmm. And Luke Cage.
Yeah.
And Luke Cage was very popular. Daredevil was fantastic.
Oh, I love Daredevil.
Because if nothing else, Kingpin was mesmerizing. Mm-hmm. And the guy who played Daredevil was pretty good. But I like Jessica Jones. And so, yeah, all of that was sort of in a state of who knows. So I can't imagine Disney won't try to reincarnate some. Don't you think they'll do this or no?
Maybe if they have all the pieces together.
Yeah, I mean, they own all the different things. But you got to believe. I mean, I don't know, because this is the whole thing that keeps all the X-Men out of the Avengers, is one's owned by one studio and one's owned by another. And you'd think that they would have all of that. And it's not necessarily the case.
No, you know, Fantastic Four is one of those properties that was owned by Fox,
yeah,
which now Disney owns Fox. The let's see here. The Spider-Man is notoriously Sony.
Yeah.
And they had the opportunity to take all of the properties for like $1 million. And they're like, no, we'll just take Spider-Man. Boy, they messed that one up.
Yeah.
You know, so there are all these different layers of who owns what. And then this is one of the drawbacks to the new Disney service is it's not like the day they turn on the switch, you get everything Disney. They have rights tied up to some of these streaming services. So it is a slow burn for which.
But what are they going to bring? I mean, what's right out of the gate, though? I mean, they have to have some original programming.
There is a list of what is coming right out of the gate, and it is not off the tip of my tongue right now. But what I'm most excited for is the new original Star Wars content and the TV show, if you will, the episodic Star Wars that we've never had before.
Yeah, when's Picard coming to CBS?
That comes in January, finally.
See, I've been paying for this for, like, way too long.
I know.
Long.
There's a new trailer.
Okay.
Where you can see number two.
Nick, you watch more TV than I do. Which is, huh?
No, I don't. I stay up on knowing there's a trailer.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting around flipping the dial, trust me.
Okay.
I'm as behind as anyone you know.
Okay, so I know Apple has about morning TV.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like Nicole Kidman or somebody?
Don't.
I mean, they've got some like major. They've got a show, an original mm-hmm. show, and I can't remember who's in it, but about daytime TV and kind of the ugly side of TV and the anchors warring with each other and
yeah.
that kind of thing. That really doesn't interest me. But they do have some stuff that they're going to mm-hmm. have when that starts. I'm just curious what Disney was going to be offering.
Yeah, I'll look and see if I can find you a list of what all they're offering. But it is very defined what is available right from the get-go. And then you can actually tell by date, Iron Man 3 will become available on this date. I mean, it is pretty well regimented what's showing up when. And I believe that movies like...
You could also, by the way... added on to a Hulu account.
Yeah, and they did have a deal where you could bundle them for a little cheaper, mm-hmm. but you cannot bundle the no commercial Hulu with Disney Plus, which is a deal breaker for many.
Yeah. How much is too much? How much?
We're there.
Are we there?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I keep doing it.
I know. I mean, and you'll keep doing it, and you'll keep picking the different ones, but realize there are now enough things out there that you're never going to catch up. Like The Walking Dead that you wanted to go to, a show I loved and watched from day one, all in, I'm stuck on season like 4 or 5, which means now you said it's season 10.
I believe so. Yeah.
I guess I now am wandering in the world of, when I see these trailers and stuff, I try to close my eyes or plug my ears, but I see a character that I thought might've been dead. And it's like, oh man.
Okay. So let me ask you this. I'm looking through some of the highlights of the Disney vault. Now all the Star Wars will live, as you said, on Disney within a year of the streaming services launch. So you may not get that immediately, right? Mm-hmm. Disney library will include over 5,000 episodes of Disney Channel and Disney Junior content. No interest to me whatsoever. Disney Plus will have the entire Pixar library available to stream within the first year. Yeah, maybe, maybe not. 30 seasons of The Simpsons, that doesn't sound like all that. I mean, that seems like that's always been available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it hasn't. I don't know. But Family Guy and American Dad will not be included. The Muppets are coming. Is it going to be more kids stuff?
Well, it says on day one, 300 movie titles on day one, and it'll be over 500. In the first year, and 7,500 episodes of TV. So it's not only that, but it says that we know that Disney Plus will be an exclusive streaming home for all the three theatrical releases from 2019 and beyond, starting with Captain Marvel at launch. Avengers Endgame will be there, and then it will be the exclusive home for the new Star Wars, the new Frozen, Lion King, Toy Story 4, original series and movies. That are coming too. So you're going to start getting things like Star Wars.
Okay.
And so, no.
And I know they had some original stuff. It looks like The Falcon and The Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. $6.99, I guess, whatever. I subscribe to the DC Universe.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. You've said that. And I haven't got on that one yet, but.
It seems like it has the least amount of stuff. There are comic books. I mean, like, you know, it's not just, all, you know, movies or whatever. Titans is really good. Season mm-hmm. 2 is underway. Superboy and Crypto just showed up.
Oh, nice.
The dog.
Right.
And they had the Swamp Thing that they've canceled after 1 year, and they have Doom Patrol as their original series. It seems like Marvel does the movies really well. DC does TV really well for some reason. I don't know why they found their niche that way. But I don't know what the answer is. It's too much. Walking Dead, we'll get back on the other side of the break. The Whispers, I had a connection last night to all the evil people. Like, basically, The Walking Dead is good people trying to live in a zombie apocalypse running up against bad people.
Yeah, sure.
Isn't that the plot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you keep wondering where all the bad people come from. Like, why is it that if you have all of these things, these hordes to fight, are you turning on each other? And there's some sort of, you know, metaphor for life and all of that. But I've decided that I can identify on Facebook who these people would be if the zombie apocalypse arrived.
All right. Is that a teaser?
Yes.
Okay.
Got to take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally at Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for coffee drinkers everywhere. Discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
We inherit a lot of traits from our parents, like freckles, our hairline, or our eye color. But did you know your risk for cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so you may not be aware you have them. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We offer two techniques in cataract surgery to help restore clarity to your vision.
Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time homebuyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you feel that crisp in the air? Fall is finally here. And at The Brasshorn, too, we've got you covered when it comes to your fall wardrobe. Your beautiful new sweater, most versatile jacket, and your new favorite pair of faux leather Spanx are all waiting for you at The Brasshorn, too. We also have your cozy needs covered with our best-selling Barefoot Dreams blankets, socks, and sweaters. Trust us, once you put one on, you'll never want to take it off. So shop early this fall before all of your favorites are gone. We can't wait to see you soon at The Brasshorn, too.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Put this next topic under sort of preparatory category. If you believe we're going to have some sort of apocalypse, be it zombie or otherwise. Because remember the movie The Postman with Kevin Costner?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really, was it nuclear war? I mean, did it really ever explain what happened there?
I don't remember. I filed that movie far away from.
You know who makes an appearance in that movie?
Mm-mm.
Tom Petty, as Tom Petty.
Yeah, that's right.
So the bad guy in The Postman mm-hmm. was like a copier salesperson. Like he sold copying machines.
Right.
And you think, okay, how did you go from selling copying machines to being like the arch nemesis, you know, bad guy in the movie?
I do like that part of these things is like, because you can spin off backstories. You know, this was Ted from accounting, and
yes.
Now he leads a faction of.
But they're never on the resistance side. They're on the heroic side. They're always on the bad side. So if it's Negan or like you go through this whole litany of Walking Dead villains, mm-hmm. the Whisperers are who they are taking on last season and now again this season.
You said Negan, and I am not even two Negans.
Well,
so.
Okay, I'm just thinking of the last couple of bad. And then everyone amps it up, and it's worse. And you think, or they're cray-cray and, mm-hmm. and or just horribly evil people. And you think, okay, now why would you go that path? You know, in the face of a zombie horde or the, you know, your life changing forever, all the technology is gone. The only thing there is to survive, maybe keep mankind going. And then the survivors fall into a couple of different camps, too. Like, I might just go, not worth it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think it's like looters in a riot. I mean, there's two different kinds. There's the ones that are like, man, here's an opportunity to feed my family and get, you know, and take a step up. And then there's the others like, not my problem. I'm going to go get a big screen.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, really?
Yeah,
fair enough. It's that simple.
I don't think that rarely in the world we live in today is looting a way to bring yourself up. I mean, it is still taking advantage of someone else's problem. But let's just say all that goes away and it is fight for yourself, fight for your right to survival. And all the rules get chucked out. There's no rule of law. There's no law enforcement. There's no system in place of society, mm-hmm. of polite behavior, of decorum. All of that gets thrown out the window, and it's survival at any cost. And I think that in that world, if it were real, there would be people who would try to be as noble as they could within that world. And then there are the people who wouldn't. And you know them. They're on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can identify those people now. And so I think in the case of there could be, I should start keeping a list.
Of who's going to be where?
Of who to avoid. And,
right?
And if you can't avoid them, know what their motivation is going to be going in.
Right. A simple experiment would be what I saw on an episode of Mr. Robot, where in the middle of the park, a guy takes a briefcase and drops and opens it up and throws a bunch of money on the ground.
Yeah.
There's two different types of people, or three. Ones that will watch and go, what is happening? Then there's the ones that will help him pick up the money.
Yes.
Here's your tens of thousands or life-changing money. And then there are other people like, money's on the ground. It's mine.
Yes.
And so you've got you can take two of those types of people and bring them behind your gates at your facility.
Exactly.
The other kind, you don't want.
No, you put a bullet in their head.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be nothing but trouble.
That's right. And they can do that right there. So I'd walk around with bait, probably some sort of valuable bait. And that would be how I'd know who to keep
I'm going to make a list ahead of time. I'm going to know before it even starts.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that dude. No
right.
way.
Right.
Or that gal. And it's the people that are, and once again, I go to the used copier salesman guy in the Postman. It's like, it's you know, people who are so outraged about everything over the last few weeks, you know, it's like you go to their page and invariably it is used to be, you know, worked at Plasma Supply, used to be, you know, assistant mm-hmm. manager at shoe store, used to be. And I think they use the apocalypse to flip the script.
That's right.
On a failed life mm-hmm. or perceived
yeah,
failed
this,
life.
You were nobody, and now you're in charge of so many people in a small society.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have they ever taken the role of having a celebrity, not actor, celebrity character in The Walking Dead have any value? They hadn't by the time I got.
I don't believe so.
Because there's something that might be kind of weird. You know, we're here in Decatur, and all of a sudden, you know, the apocalypse is crazy, and we're scrambling around, and we're relying on local leaders and stuff. But if somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger happened to be in town, doesn't he move to the top? Because we all know and...
Yeah, probably.
You know what I'm saying?
He could be the charismatic
right.
leader, like, right off the bat, because
right.
we have that superficial thing going.
So imagine in L.A.
Yeah. Now it's just...
it's a land grab.
That's exactly right. Are we going to go Matt Damon or are we going to go Ben Affleck?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's crazy.
I'm going to go J-Lo. All right. Maybe you just keep a list in your head. That's all I'm saying.
That's good advice.
Yeah, because they're out there. I mean, those people that are just venal about everything. I mean, like everything, right?
Right.
They just hate on everything. They just got this warped, like, view of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You could put, like, I don't care how cute and cuddly the story is. They find some way to just sort of make it horrible because that's what they do. And they like doing it.
Right.
Your Negan. You know, that's who that's going to be, that guy.
That just loves needling.
When we get to The Walking Dead.
Do you suppose that there's an opportunity for you? You put up your guarded wall, metaphorically, and
yes.
you get inside, and there's some people right outside there that you've put up with. They're all right. They have a little function to me. They're not so bad. But here's an opportunity to not have to put up with them anymore. Do you kind of slam the door in their face?
It depends. I'm going to have my like pre-approved list. I'm going to have my absolute knots.
Where you don't necessarily, they're not going to hurt you. And it wouldn't be terrible to let them in. But here's your opportunity to just be like, sorry, man.
I think at that point, you got to save humanity.
Okay.
I'm trying to think that I would be noble in that regard.
Okay.
But I'm not there.
You're not picking and choosing who you want to spend.
Easy to say sitting here today.
That's right.
Who knows? In the apocalypse. All right, we've got to take a break. Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast. Brad Underwood tickets to give away coming up soon. Stay tuned.
All right, today we're looking at areas of frost up until about 9 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be a sunny day with a high near 64. And tonight will be clear with a low around 45. For Tuesday, we got a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. And for Wednesday, no rain, partly sunny with a high near 52. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 35 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:52.
The holidays are coming up, and I need to replace my old stove and microwave. I am sick of them. First, we went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and they had this gorgeous black stainless steel range with a matching over-the-range microwave on sale for over $700 off. It has durable cast iron grates and a griddle, self-clean and convection. They both came with a 3-10-year protection plan and 0% financing for the whole year. But we wanted to check out the big box lumberyard, too. We like to never find anybody to help us. They did have the same things there. But when we compared price, warranty, delivery, installation, and everything, we went back to Dick Van Dyke and saved $250 over the big box. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during the month of October. Get ready for the holiday cooking and save hundreds of dollars. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy.
The power of the human voice has never been more apparent than today, because you can listen to WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Simply say, play WSOY. Two words that will change your life for the better. Play WSOY. Yes, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM is now on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Invested in space-age technology.
We inherit a lot of traits from our parents, like freckles, our hairline, or our eye color. But did you know your risk for cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so you may not be aware you have them. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We offer two techniques in cataract surgery to help restore clarity to your vision. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. We are live on the, it's kind of dark out there, kind of cool. Had frost on the windshield this morning. Got the car, so had it out in the driveway because we had the two cars in the garage, and I'm not going to scrape. That's giving in way too early on October 14th.
Yeah, absolutely. Seeing frost the other morning when I let my dogs out, I was like, what are we doing?
Way too early. So I cranked up the defrost, and I've got a Dodge Durango out there. It's a very nice car. It was part of the Charlie 10. I picked it up at the end of last week. All black. It's like the Citadel version. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know what that means. Sounds cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think I would just be good at naming cars.
Yeah. Do you remember when the Durango was, like, humongous, and now it's kind of...
It's very sleek and compact. Mm-hmm.
It's its nimble younger brother.
Yes. And it is kind of muscular, mm-hmm. but yet it's clean. You know, the lines are clean.
Yeah.
And I really like it, but it was crazy because... Now the cars will sense everything. Like, so it turned on the seat heaters. It turned on the heated steering wheel. It turned on, like, everything without me having to do anything.
Yep. That's how it should be now.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, I'm still kind of old school. Like, I like to push buttons and stuff. I mean, which is why I fly okay, but not being in the front of the plane. I mean, like, right. I hate kind of putting that in somebody else's hands.
So cars are going to have to do like we do to little kids at arcades. Let them just push the buttons and act like they're playing?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, I want to go like, oh, okay, I need the heated steering wheel now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very, very nice. And I like it a lot. And it looks like, I don't know, they start around $42,000, $43,000. Mm-hmm. And this is a very good looking. I don't know where, I think I had in my head what a Dodge Durango looks like, and this isn't it.
No. In fact, the first time I saw it and saw the badging on the back, I said, wow. Okay. All right. They redid it. They came with a modern approach on a brand that held pretty well.
It's got some muscle in the engine too.
Oh, I imagine that's what Dodge has been doing of late.
Yeah. They you know, you kind of think of the Dodge Charger, the Dodge mm-hmm. Challenger. This has some muscle to it. I mean, I had that really nice GMC truck
mm-hmm.
and the thing you got to get used to when you're driving a different car, like every 2 weeks is like when you're at a green light or a red light, it's like,
What's it take to get going?
Yes.
And then at a red light, what's it take to get it to stop?
Yes. And so I've kind of had that GMC truck for a couple of weeks, which is really, really nice, but it's a truck, you know, but this thing's got a little pickup.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's pretty nice. Anyway, we'll be taking it to Scareport this weekend. Tell you all about that as we get through. Now, I'm going to give away some Brad Underwood tickets. If you want to see the coach this Thursday at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, doors open at 5. Show starts at 6. Eric Lee and Nick will be out there doing their show. And then Brad Underwood, I don't know who all's coming over with him. You know, maybe we'll have some more details this week with Mark Tupper. But the Fighting Illini men's basketball coach will be at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, thanks to Miller Lite. And I'll give away to 5 callers the tickets you need. If that's 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it is you want, at 875-1340. The first 5 callers at 875-1340. We'll take a break for the top of the hour stories and news. More coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are,
We're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Best One of Central Illinois, where the best costs less. The Decatur Police Department partnered with Decatur Jewelry and Pawn to hold a community safety event to ensure proper storage and handling of the community's firearms. The two gathered at the Decatur Police Department to hand out free safety gun locks and firearm safety pamphlets. Perry Lewin, president of Decatur Jewelry and Pawn.
Safety is paramount. If you're a gun owner, you have a huge responsibility and accountability for safety, not only for yourself, but the loved ones and people surrounding you.
Check out the full podcast with Perry at nowdecatur.com. Fighting Illini head basketball coach Brad Underwood makes his return to Decatur during a special edition of Sport Talk with Mark Tupper and Tim Kaine on Thursday, October 17th at 6 p.m. at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, presented by Miller Lite and Newhoff Media of Decatur. Illini fans that want to attend the event must have a ticket to enter. Tickets will be available by listening to Byers & Company weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith weekdays from 3 to 5 p.m., as well as the Now Decatur social media.